request Maulana Shabbiri to give the last speech of this session. Hazrat Zainab, the Ambassador of Freedom. Salawat. Once again, salam alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahil wahid al ahad al samad alladhi lam yattakhid sahibatan wala walada wa lam yakul lahu shariikun fil mulk wa lam yakul lahu waliyyun min adh-dhilli وكبره تكبيرا. والصلاة والسلام على الرسول المسدد والنبي الأمجد والمصطفى الأحمد حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدم الفداء واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إكراه في الدين فتبين الرشد من الغي، فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. أما بعد، and dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, until now you have learned about the most important subject of Azadi, freedom, and Hurriya. And in our technical faults also there is a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we want to have the speech of our teacher, the great scholar, and great personality from the house Ilmiya. But there was a technical fault, so it stopped. And that has given us opportunity that there was a muqaddimah, a speech for the explanation about freedom and a basic concept by our dear brother, Hujjatul Islam Sodagar, that made a foundation that we can learn from the muqaddimah, from the speech of our great scholar Ayatullah Al-Uzma Jawadi Amuli Hafizahullah. Please say salawat for his long life. And now I would like to continue on the same subject for a little more explanation and interpretation. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the concept of freedom, we can divide the freedom into the various types. So we can think about a freedom that is freedom in the creation of human being. And we can discuss that human being is being created as a free creature. Second freedom that we can discuss, that is freedom within religion, in choosing the ideology. Are we free in choosing an ideology And are we the people that we can make our choice? This is another type of the freedom. Third type, the freedom that we can discuss, that is freedom in our faith and freedom in laws, as Brother Hamza Sudagar has discussed about that in detail. There is another type of the freedom, that is ethical freedom, freedom in our akhlaq. Are we capable to choose our akhlaq, our behavior, our conduct, or we are forced to have some sort of conducts and codes in our life? This is another type of freedom that our teacher and a great interpreter of Quran, Mufassir of Quran, has discussed about that, and he has touched about that. That was just a foundation and a basic concept for that. We can think about another freedom, that is political freedom, social freedom, that as a human being, are we free in our political solutions, in our social system, or we are being forced? In our rest of the aspects of life, then we can think about the freedom as much as we have aspects of life in our nature. When we look at the creation of human being, in creation, of course, human being are free. Free, that means they have a choice. They have a free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided mankind a free will that he can make, and they can make a choice for themselves. Although this choice and free will, it is being forced. We cannot say, I do not like to be free. I have to accept the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has created. So in our natural form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed freedom. That means we are free people to make a choice. And when we look at this verse, Allah speaks about the basic concept of the freedom. La ikraha fiddin. There is no compulsion in religion. From this sentence we can understand various things. One of the most important things that Allama Ridwanullah Ta'ala alayh has discussed in depth when he discusses about this verse, La ikraha fiddin, that means there is no compulsion within religion. That means when we like to choose a religion, at that time choice is ours. I can choose and I can refuse. This choice is in the nature of human being. Why is that? The reason, because belief is in the heart of human being. Al-imanu ma tarassakhat fil qulub. Faith is something that is in the depth of heart, that takes place and it is in the roots of heart. Faith is rooted in the heart. If it is rooted in the heart and faith has taken place in the heart, then it cannot be changed. If somebody wants that, for example, with the force, he would like to change what is rooted in the heart, that will not be possible. Because it was with the free will and that is rooted in the heart. That is why sometimes it is being said in a hadith, Al-mu'minu kal-jabal. A faithful person is like a mountain, or maybe stronger than mountain. Mountain can move from its place, but no one can take the faith from the hearts of mu'min, because it is rooted in the heart. So the first is our choice, that we can choose religion. That is the meaning when we say human being is free, created free. Next thing that is the most important, brothers and sisters, that when we like to discuss about the freedom and its natural form within the human life and fitrat of human life, then we need to understand that when we say about the freedom, what type of freedom, that our teacher has discussed about three important subjects. One, freedom from what? When we like to achieve a freedom, from what we like to have freedom? Maybe once somebody says, I would like to have freedom from the nature. I would like to have the freedom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to have a freedom from this system that is established in this world. So can somebody say that I would like to have freedom? That means I don't like to live in this world. I don't like to go through with the natural process of the life of this universe. So we cannot go outside this universe. We have to live and accept the universe. In that, we are not free. We have a freedom of choice in our life, that we can choose an ideology. But in order to go outside of the universal system, the natural system, I don't like to take benefits of the sun and moon. So no one can say that, because human being, with all that freedom that he has in its free will, at the same time, there are many things that are forced, and he has to accept that force. So let me give another example, that if I like to say to my blood, you should not circulate, can I say it is my blood? It is circulating in my body. Can I ask from this blood, you should not circulate? There is no possibility. Can I ask my heart, please stop for a while? If it stops, then it's going to be heart attack and will not survive for a second. So brothers and sisters, this type of the freedom, it is not possible. That is why our teacher has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being, he has created human being in a limited form. We are living within the limitations of this universe. We are not unlimited creature. We are not a phenomenon that we can make a choice. For example, I can do unlimited things. And from a limited creature, you can expect a limited freedom. From a limited creature, you cannot expect something that is unlimited. So let us say that if with all the limits that are being placed for the human being in its creation, and expect from him that he or she can do whatever they like, so this expectation is wrong, because with this expectation, you are taking this human being out of its nature, out of its genetics, out of its fitra. The fitrat of human being is limited, and it's not logical to expect from something that is limited, some unlimited forms. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at various views of our great scholars, like the late leader Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, I don't know why people are reluctant to say salawat. We can recite salawat for various things. For example, sometimes we recite salawat for somebody who is sick, then we recite salawat. For forgiveness of people, we can recite salawat. So definitely reciting salawat for Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, it is for his soul, that may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala place his soul with the Prophets and Ahlul Bayt and Salaam. We say another salawat. So dear brothers and sisters, Quran has said, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has distinguished between false and truth, that both are being distinguished from each other, and these two phenomena cannot get together. That means false is going to stay in its place and truth is going to stay in its place. They are being distinguished by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. فَتَّبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. And Islam is religion of development. And according to Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, he says that human beings are free in this world. And a reporter asks from Imam in one of the interviews, that would you like to speak about freedom and how you think that people are free? And he said that there is no need to have any proof and any definition about their freedom, because everybody and every human being can feel that they are free. They're born free and their birth was based on the freedom. And that is why Shaheed Mutahiri Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless his soul, he says that for the development of Islam, for the growth of Islam, one of the most important elements, that is the element of freedom. Because element of freedom, it develops Islam. And today, one of the most important elements that makes this religion as one of the popular religion in this world, that is element of freedom. Today Islam, it's becoming a popular religion within the world. And it's not being forced. Not only the people, those who are poor people of the society, they are accepting Islam. But Islam has become popular within the universities. It has become popular within educated people. Those who know about the free will, those who know that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us freedom, and when they read about Islam, they accept Islam as a religion of freedom. Dear brothers and sisters, we found that human beings today are being introduced various false types of the freedom. But I would say that various terms that are very holy terms, very peaceful terms, that are being misused, abused by the imperialists. So let me tell you, one of the terms that you hear every day, at this time it has become a norm of television, media, anti-terrorism. Terrorists speak about anti-terrorism. That means those who are promoting the terrorism, they say we are anti-terrorism. Then peace and justice, very holy term, very peaceful term. We would like to have peace in the world, but peace not with the freedom, peace with the force, peace with the armed forces, peace with the atomic energy, peace with the throwing bomb on the other communities, and breaking the infrastructures of other communities. Peace with attacking other countries, taking the lives of the people. They want to have peace in the world. Justice. You know, justice, when Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam, speaks about Adam. At that time he says, وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ عَلَى مَحَلِّهِ وَالظُّلْمُ وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ عَلَى غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ. Placing something in its appropriate place is considered as Adl. And taking something from its place and placing it or replacing it another place, that is considered zulm. And Mawla al-Muwahideen, the personality who is teacher of freedom, when he speaks about the freedom, advising his son Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, Ya Bunayya, La takun abdan ghayrak, wa qad ja'alaka Allahu hurra. Oh my dear son, do not be slave of other people. One of the most important advices. Let us understand the concept of freedom. Let us see what does it mean when we speak about the freedom. Freedom from whom? Not freedom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have been asked, you have to be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Freedom from the other fellow human being. Do not be slave of your brothers and sisters, because they are also same as you. Why you should be slave of the people, those who are same as you? They do not have any preference. That is why he says, La takun abdan ghayrak. Do not be slave of other people like you. وَقَدْ جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ حُرًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you as a free. So freedom, it is in the nature of human being, according to Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, today I wanted to discuss about freedom and the view of a personality who grew up in a house of freedom. House of Ahlul Bayt is a house of freedom. House of Amirul Mu'mineen is house of freedom. House of Fatimah al-Zahra is house of freedom. And personality like Zainab Bint Amirul Mu'mineen, has grown up in this house. She opened the eyes by looking at the personality who was free in this world, lived as a free people in this world, taught people about freedom. While he was advising to his children, those who were going to be infallible deputies after him, she was asked also learning. And when Our fourth Imam speaks about the divine personality of Zainab alayha salam. He says that, O my auntie, Ya ammati, anti alimatun ghayr muallima, that you are knowledgeable without anybody taught you this knowledge. That means your knowledge is divine knowledge. Your understanding is divine understanding. She was a divine personality. And divine personality came with the freedom. And those people who live with the freedom in this world, Quran has said about them, Ala in awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. One of the benefits of the freedom in the life, that a person does not live in the fears, because he feels that he is free. Today, living in the fears, these people are living as a slave. A slave person lives with the fears. Fear from agencies. Fear from, you can name various types of the agencies. Oh my God, today they say that we are living in a free country. Sometimes when the people, they say to me that I live in a free country. And then I see some people, even they cannot speak about the normal subjects. If they like to give a name of an organization, then they are not free. If they like to support somebody, they are not free. If they like to take a flag of the people, those who are freedom lovers, they cannot. Then they say, we are living in a free country. This term is being misused, abused. Another term that it is misused, brothers and sisters, that is slavery. They say that we want to make people free and want to take them out of slavery. Today we are living in various types of the slavery. Slavery of the media, cultural slavery, economic slavery, political slavery, social slavery. You can name. There are various types of slavery. Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, she came to teach the people that do not be slave. And if somebody wants to enslave you, learn the path of freedom. That is why after the tragedy of Karbala, she was a message bearer of the chief of the free people in the world. She holds that flag and she enters into the city where once she came as a princess. A city that is city of Kufa. Brothers and sisters, once we just learn that Hazrat Zainab enters to the city of Kufa, but once if you know about the history, that when she entered into this city as a princess with all those protocols, and now she enters in this city as a prisoner, as a captive, humiliated, but because she is free and she knows that being in prison, it cannot make somebody as a slave. Yes, they can make us in prison. They can arrest us. But they cannot close our tongue. They cannot enslave us. We should not be enslaved. Even if they put us in jail,
Even if they take us anywhere, we have to speak up. That is the lesson you can learn when she stands in the center of the city of Kufa, where she was surrounded by the people, surrounded by the armed forces. And she is in a situation that maybe her hijab was taken out. She was humiliated. There is an image and picture that is being said in some of the books of Maqtal, that her dress was ripped off and she was totally humiliated. But over there, when she stands up and she points out towards the public, and by pointing out, she made a complete silent within the city of Kufa. It is said that everybody got quiet. And then she starts speaking. And you can listen to the speech. I would request that go back and read those phrases of the speech of Hazrat Zainab. It's like she was standing in Washington, D.C. and she was enslaved. And she wants to speak about her rights. How she would like to speak. What she would like to say. She's not speaking with one person or another. She's addressing a nation. And a whole nation was addressed. Let me just introduce one of the phrases that she says, Amma ba'du ya ahl al kufa. Ya ahl al khatal wal ghadar. Wal khadal wal makar. O people of Kufa, O disloyal people, O people of fraud, conspiracies. You see, when you see conspiracies and you don't speak about that, if you don't break the silence, you will be a slave. A person who speaks up and breaks that silence, that is the real follower of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha. He says salawat. My time is short. I would just touch few parts of her life. That it is said she enters into a court where it was completely inappropriate for Zainab. As when some of these scholars, they speak about that, it becomes difficult to say that sentence. دَخَلَتْ زَيْنَبُ عَلَى بْنِ زِيَاد. She enters into the court of Ibn Ziyad. وَعَلَيْهَا أَرَضَّلُ الثِّيَابِهَا وَهِيَ مُتَنَكِّرَ. The dress was not appropriate to enter in a court. كانت تتخفى بين النساء وهي تستر. She was hiding herself within the ladies because she was one of the modest personalities in the world. She was one of the greatest personality grown up in the house of Hazrat Zahra. She started hiding herself within the ladies. But at that time, Ibn Ziyad points out, and he says a sentence, and because of eloquency of Hazrat Zainab, because of fasaht of Hazrat Zainab, that she learned from the life of her father. She was one who lived the most with her father. And Amirul Mu'mineen had asked her to move from Medina to Kufa when he changed the capital. And she came with Amirul Mu'mineen to the Kufa. Ibn Ziyad said, Alhamdulillah, الذي فضحكم وقاتلكم وأكدب أحدوثكم. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who humiliated you and who killed you and who made your creation that refused yourself. Over there, Hazrat Zainab answers, see, we should learn that how we need to debate, how we need to take a stand. Today, you can realize the followers of Hazrat Zainab in Bahrain, they are taking the same stand. The ladies, those who are speaking, one of the ladies, she was speaking right now in this presentation. That is the same stand that we learned from Hazrat Zainab. And all those people of the world, they must know that the followers of Ahlul Bayt, you cannot make them silent. Yes, you may make silence in other people, those who do not follow the path of Ahlul Bayt, but you must realize, in all those countries where there is path of Hazrat Zainab alive, you cannot make them silent. They will speak up, they will follow that path. She says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi akramana bi nabiyyihi Muhammadin. Wa tahharana min ar-rijsi tathira. Brothers and sisters, Ibn Ziyad wanted to say that you are humiliated. She said, I am honored. So in her view, honor and humiliation has a special meaning. Humiliation does not mean that if you are being in prison, if you are being arrested, if your dress is being taken out, if you are being killed, that is not humiliation. The real humiliation is slavery. And she wanted to say, I am honorable, I am not a slave, I can speak. Alhamdulillah, alladhi akramana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with Prophet, peace be upon him, and he has purified us from every type of the race. Wa innama yaftadihul fasiq. Yes, I can understand, a transgressor, a fasiq, a corrupt person must be humiliated in this world. So you can see the concept of freedom, concept of humiliation, concept of karamat. Karamat is with taharat, purification. Honor is with purification. Whosoever follows the path of purification will be honorable wherever he lives. And finally, she enters into the court of Yazid. And over there, her speech is another example of her freedom, that she was one of the free female in the world, an exemplary world, in the world. When she speaks with the Yazid, and she speaks directly, أَوَنَنْتَ يَا يَزِيدْ حيث أخذت علينا أقطار الأرض وأعفاق السماء فأصبحنا نساق كما نساق الأسارى. Do you think by making us prisoner you have taken everything, whatever it is in the earth and skies? No, you cannot. We are still free. Although you made us like a prisoner, you took us to the Syria and Damascus. وَأَنَّ مِنَا عَلَيْنَا هَوَانَا. That with that, you will make us humiliated. بِكَ عَلَيْهِ كَرَامًا. And do you think that with that you are sitting in your palace, and you will have that karamat and honor? No, I will take your honor. And honor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْعِزَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. No one can take honor of a mu'min. A mu'min is honorable in all their life. أَلَا فَالْعَجَابِ. So you see this address. And finally, I'll close with that. أَلَا فَالْعَجَابِ كُلُّ الْعَجَابِ لقتل حزب الله النجباء بحزب الشيطان الطلقاء. That I am really wondering when I see this situation, that today the free people, the most free people, are being martyred by the shayateen, those who are slaves. So she wanted to say that all those who are being martyred in Karbala, they were really free people. And those who killed these purified souls, they are slaves. So in today's world, let us apply that all those who are martyrs, they are real free people of the world, because they are freed from their own desires. Their places are high. And those who have taken the system and misused the system and killed the purified souls, they are slaves. Today, Khalifa in Bahrain is one of the most important slaves of this world. Today, Mr. Abdullah is one of the slaves of the world. Today, Na Mubarak was one of the slaves. But there are free people, those who are struggling for the cause of freedom. And we, as the people, those who live in North America, need to learn about the freedom from the path of Hazrat Zainab. And if you follow that path, we will see a world which is completely free, living under the leadership of Imam of Age. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.